Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Shell powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 its own. Brent Doherty, Mickey Ryan, Don Davenport, and PK Subban, Preds defenseman.
I'm sorry. What an entrance. What an entrance,
dog. JT's just smiling.
I'm sorry. That, you know what? I usually wait for you guys to bring me in, but that one gets me so fired up.
See, here's the funny thing, PK. JT hates picking out music, but for you, he always comes up with a gem. I don't know what happened. Do you get help, JT? He's shaking his head no. He just picks stuff.
Well, I think he knows my script. I think he knows what I like now, so he's capitalizing on it every Wednesday. But he's doing a great job. Keep it up, boss.
Oddly enough, PK, we were talking a lot today about cheese dip, I don't even know how we got there, but
random Wednesday.
Yeah. So here's the thing, though. I go salsa over cheese dip. Where are you in that deal?
Salsa over? I'd go cheese dip. Are you kidding me? Come on.
Yeah, man.
Cheese dip. Dude.
There you go.
Come on. Yeah. I'm dipping it in the cheese. I'm not going for the salsa. Not a chance.
Yes.
Very emphatic about that.
All right. We have to ask you this. Every time you come on with us, how is your health? When will you be back? You want to break some news tonight? Maybe you need to rub some cheese dip on your injury. Maybe that would help.
I'm going to be honest. Cheese dip would not help me at all right now. you think about it, especially with me and my build, like it's a fight to keep the weight on the scale down right now with not playing in a while. So cheese dip would not help my situation, but you know what? I'm getting better every day, and you know, the trainers are doing a great job. I was on the ice all last week, so just continuing to keep that going, and I think I'll be back on the ice here in the short future. So I think it's getting soon to that time where I'll be back.
What is a daily routine like for you, and even a game day routine when there's no game to include in it?
It's tough. It's just, you know, it's a lot of time at the rink. So, you know, my days start early because, you know, if you're not practicing with the team or you're not playing, you got to get into the rink a lot earlier and do things before the playing players can use the ice and use the facility. So, my days start a lot, you know, during the week at probably 7 a.m., 6:45. I usually get up and then to head to the rink, and then it's just treatments, workouts, that sort of thing. And then get out of the way as quickly as I can so the other guys can prepare for the game.
How fine a line is it? Because as a competitor, I know you want to be out there. But as you keep saying, like, there's no sense in going back out there and re-aggravating something. And so you've got to be smart with it. How fine a line is it?
Yeah, it's a fine line. I mean, I don't know too many games, you know, during my career where I was 100%. That's part of contact sports, but it's one of those things that just needs to take time. But it is, you know what, we've come a very long way, and I'm very, very happy with where things are at and where we're going. So just kind of continue to stick to the process and trust into the trainers and our training staff and listen to them, because, you know, a lot of times you want to go out there and you want to just play through anything, but you gotta do what's best for the team and do what's best for yourself also health wise. So I'm doing those things. But the good thing is that our team's playing well, and big win last night, and we got a few more bigger games this week, and then we go on the road trip. So, you know, my job is just to get myself ready to play as quickly as I can and get back out there.
How much, when the Titans, you know, you go out to training camp, and if there are different guys injured, they'll be doing something off the side together. They'll be doing, you know, a conditioning workout when they can't do contact type stuff. How much do you see the other injured guys right now? Are your schedules any the same where you're doing conditioning and that type of thing?
Yeah, our schedules are the same. So for the guys that are injured and aren't playing, for the most part, we're doing workouts together. You know, our treatment times are around the same time, and we skate at the same time. So that's kind of the mix that you're in. But it changes quickly. You know, guys get back in the lineup, guys are out of the lineup. Some guys get banged up, miss a day or two. So it switches quickly. And, you know, for me, it's been an experience too, because, you know, throughout my career, I've been a guy that's mostly in the lineup, you know, not injured or not obviously scratched, but, you know, playing a lot of games. So to be on the opposite side of the spectrum, you earn a lot of respect for those guys that are in and a lot out of the lineup, that I got to do work, a ton of work on the side to stay in game shape so that when they step in, they're ready to play. And it's hard. It's definitely tough to do that every day. It can wear on you mentally, but, you know, we have a really, really good group, and David Good's really good with how he prepares us and the programs that he puts together to keep us ready to play or to get us ready to play if we're injured. So you just got to trust in that.
David Poile means so much to hockey in this city. He means, you know, he's the guy that thought you were the right guy for this team. He brought you here. He's going into the Hall of Fame. How cool is that? And you know, just curious to hear your thoughts on David Poile.
Well, words can't describe kind of how I feel about David. You know, I think that just first of all, let's talk about him as a hockey mind. And I mean, can you find a smarter GM or a more accomplished GM in the league? You know, and he will have a Stanley Cup before it's all said and done. But, you know, his resume is long and rolls out the door and around the corner and down the block in terms of what he's accomplished. And, you know, just the respect, you know, from his father being in the Hall of Fame to him now being in the Hall of Fame says so much. And, you know, for me personally, for him, you know, I know that he thinks the world of Shea Weber and what he's done for the organization and the city and the state of Tennessee and what he represents. And there's no question with that. But, you know, for him to believe in me as a player and believe that, you know, bringing me into this team and this organization is going to help this team move forward and get to our final goal of winning a Stanley Cup is probably something that I hold on to the most right now in my professional career. I mean, you have someone like that who garners so much respect, who's earned so much respect in the league and, you know, respects you that much to think that much of you as a player. And, you know, as a person means a lot to me. So, you know, every day, and that's what, you know, sucks the most about being out of the lineup. You know that, you know, Lavi and David rely on you heavily to do the job. And when you're not able to do it, it can be tough at times. But, you know, to have their support and have them, their guidance through this whole thing and through my career of being in Nashville so far has been probably the best thing for my career so far. And, you know, I just want to congratulate him, and I had the opportunity to do that today. So did the rest of our team and our coaching staff, and it's just a great environment to be in, and he created that in Nashville.
We talked about him going into the Hall of Fame. Have you ever let your mind kind of drift to what that might be like?
Oh, you know, I have. You know, I'm from Toronto, and I know that the Hockey Hall of Fame's there, and you know, my dad listened to the Fan 590 every day when he picked me up from school, and you know, listening to you know Bobcat on the radio. And usually there would be days where he would talk about the Hall of Fame and players that have been inducted. And you know, it's almost like the same thing of you know having the dream to play in the NHL, you know, and having the dream of winning a Stanley Cup, and then having the dream to be a Hall of Famer. It's all a dream until it actually happens. And you know, I haven't put too much thought into it. I think Lavi has said something that to me makes the most sense. I'm not trying to be a homer here, quoting our coach, but, he said something and he said it a few times that really makes a lot of sense to me. Just focus on the work. And if you focus on the work every day, you know, that's all you can control is the work. And I think sometimes you don't want to ever get caught looking too far ahead or looking even back, you know, just focus on what you got to do today and the work that you got to put in. And he says that to our team every year in training camp. And, I think that that's why we've come out with such great performances out of the gate and why we've been able to put so many great seasons together.
David Poile, perfect guy for this market. So was Barry Trotz. So is Lavi. So are you. So was Shea. It's funny how it all works out together. We hope that, you're back out there, as quickly as possible, but, we're anxious to see you back out on the ice, PK.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Appreciate it. PK Subban at PK Subban1 on Twitter.